And we're welcoming you back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host, getting ready to guide us through a discussion regarding the GOP tax bill and the impact that it will have based on analyses from nonpartisan experts. And what I want to do is ask you to really think about this, really, really think about it. Ask yourselves whether this tax bill is something that will truly, truly hurt or help America, Americans. And then, okay, so we're asking that question in general. Will it help all Americans in general? Then let's look at the various, I don't want to use the word subsets. Let's say subpopulation, the various smaller populations that make up the broader population of America. Will it help people of every social class? Will it help families of every social class? Will it help individuals of every social class? Will it hurt more than it will help? Will it help more than it hurts? And I really want us to, again, put on our American hats and know that we have politics that's always in play. And when I say always in play, I mean in people's hearts and minds. And it's so easy for us to just automatically filter everything that we think about through our party filters, Green Party filters, Democratic filters, Republican filters, whatever kind of political affiliation that we embrace. We filter everything through the mantra of the party. And it's so difficult for so many people to just think about the facts and answer the question honestly. Will this help us more than it will hurt us? Will it hurt us more than it will help us? Again, as I've said before, I really do like bringing information to you from nonpartisan organizations simply because it at least gives everyone listening the chance to listen openly and not, you know, say, well, I don't want to hear what that group has to say because they're members of the other party. They're affiliated with the other people. It's so unfortunate that in this one nation, under God, we are so divided. I mean so divided that we don't want to hear what the other ones have to say, whoever the other ones are. I'm thinking, I'm hoping that more people, I know it's not going to work for everyone because I don't get me wrong, I know for a fact that there are many, many people who have their hearts fixed and their minds made up that they are not going to listen to anything that does not jive with the way their political party puts it out. And as soon as they find out that it's going to come from a perspective other than a perspective of their party, they're out. They tune you out. They're gone. I understand that. But I also realize that there are some people who just want information, objective information, true information, and they want enough facts that they can truly make a well-informed decision about where they should stand, what position they should take on a given topic. There are a lot of people who are going to give, and we know this is nothing news to any of us. We know that there are a lot of people out there, and not just the politicians either, but the constituents of the politicians, who only want to give the information that bolsters their position. Sometimes they will lie, and it's not just the politicians, the constituents lie too. Remember, there is not a single politician who at some point in his or her life was not a politician. And basically, whatever character we take, we have before we become politicians, that's the character people have after they become politicians. So if people are honest as politicians, they're probably honest before they became politicians. If they are dishonest as politicians, they were more than likely dishonest before they became politicians. And it's interesting how dishonesty can show up in so many different ways. And part of it isn't, it's not just that a person will just outright lie about a matter. Sometimes it's a matter of tuning out truth when it's being presented, just completely shutting it out so that they make sure that the only information that they really pay attention to is the information that supports their position. And they don't pay attention to anything else, to any other information. And so they give out the information that they do give out as though it's actual fact, when very often it's not. But they may not be outright lying about it because they're not even aware of other information that may be providing true facts, truth. But even that is an indication that that person, those people, are handling situations irresponsibly. It is our responsibility as individuals, as people, as citizens, to do what we can to gather true information, not just much information, but true information. We can gather much information, and the vast majority of what we're gathering is false. And at some point, we realize that we're often being fed a lot of false information. We are fully aware of the fact that some of what we're being told is true and much of what we're being told is false. And we just mix it all together and present all of it as though it's true. Not a good way to raise our children. Not a good way to impact others around us, to influence others around us. Integrity, integrity, integrity. I want us to continue to strengthen our character so that we become more and more people who truly pursue truth. And for the purpose of knowing what the truth is, so that we can then go about the business of making well-informed decisions about one topic after another, and not only making well-informed decisions, but sharing accurate information with others when we discuss these topics, especially as we're influencing our children, our siblings, particularly adult siblings. Yeah, it's one thing to be able to influence people, but are you influencing them in ways that are truly constructive and beneficial? When we come back, let's start taking a look at what the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan organization, has to say about the final child tax credit changes made by the Republicans. And let's see how our children will be impacted by those changes.